President Trump faces another lawsuit. This comes one day after he announced plans to scrap a federal program protecting young immigrants from deportation. Wednesday, more than a dozen states, co-led by Washington, sued the president, calling his actions unconstitutional and illegal. From KUOW's immigration team, Ruby DeLuna reports.
For years, young immigrants protected under the federal DACA program were able to go to school, get driver's licenses, and get jobs without fear of deportation. Attorney General Bob Ferguson says by ending DACA, they risk losing more than those benefits. When they applied for DACA, they received assurances that their personal information won't be used for future immigration enforcement. But by ending DACA, Ferguson says the government is violating their due process rights.
And yesterday's announcement makes no assurances that that information will not be used against them and their families, and that is not right.
The lawsuit also cites the president's history of disparaging Mexicans, who make up the vast majority of DACA recipients.
If the overwhelming majority of Dreamers were Caucasian, does anybody really think this president would have taken the action he took yesterday?
In Washington, there are nearly 18,000 DACA recipients. And it's not just their future that's at stake, but the state's too. Many work for large companies and contribute about $51 million annually in state and local taxes. The lawsuit is asking the court to block the administration from scrapping DACA. A Justice Department spokesperson says the agency looks forward to defending the administration's position. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.